From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. According to officials with knowledge of the decision, President-elect Donald Trump is expected to select billionaire investor Wilbur Ross for Commerce Secretary. The 78-year-old billionaire is a chairman of private equity firm W.L. Ross & Company, and it's known for buying up failed companies. Trump just named his first women to cabinet-level positions. They are South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as the country's U.N. ambassador and charter schools advocate Betsy DeVos as his Secretary of Education. Turkey said Thursday three of its soldiers were killed in a Syrian airstrike in northern Syria. At least 10 other soldiers were wounded. It is believed the first fatalities among Turkish forces engaged in Operation Euphrates Shield, an offensive launched in August to clear its border area of Islamic State and Kurdish fighters. Thursday, European Union lawmakers called for a temporary halt to EU membership talks with Turkey because of Ankara's disproportionate reaction to July's failed coup. Members of the European Parliament voted 479-37 in favor of a non-binding motion urging the European Commission and national governments to institute what lawmakers acknowledge would be a largely symbolic freeze in negotiations that have been going on for 11 years but have long stalled. Austria has led calls to stop Turkey's membership talks. Germany, France, and most other EU states for now have backed continued engagement. EU leaders are due to discuss Turkey again. That's, of course, when they meet in Brussels at a regular summit that occurs on December 15th and 16th. This is VOA News.